Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it. It's a navy blazer,
yeah,
but it's so much more.
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week I'm joined by Becky Hull, Chor West and Lou Huff. Hi everyone.
Hello.
We were just talking about where to get a good blow dry.
Yeah, I was just saying that because obviously from Brighton, for those who don't know, whenever I'm here, I never know where to go literally near to work that I can just get a good blow dry for an event.
You like somewhere here.
Yeah, Hyper on St John's Hill.
Near Clapham.
The best blow dries.
Not even near Clapham. You walk up.
Yeah.
Walk up the Tonsleys.
Okay, good to know.
And
Tor, you said Headmasters.
I went to Headmasters. I mean, obviously it's a chain, so you can. I think the benefit of a chain is you know what you're getting. Mm. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say probably kind of on the pricier end of a quick blow dry.
Yeah.
But
blow dries are so expensive now.
Yeah, they're so expensive. Yeah.
What do you pay that one?
£35.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's the absolute minimum.
That's a good price.
Yeah, which is really, I've got so used to that. And then I went to get one. Like, they weren't available when I needed it. And it was somewhere else in Central, was like 60. And I was like, is that a joke?
Yeah.
£60.
Yeah. It's crazy. They've really clocked that people just love a speedy blow dry and then they've just wiped a nice part of it.
I so agree. So, are you going to recommend somewhere else?
There's a place opposite Headmasters, but I haven't been there.
Yeah, I haven't
called
either.
Barnes and something. Mm. Barnes and Bray? Barnes and Blow or something?
Yeah.
And it's an Aveda salon. And I think Aveda is really nice.
Yeah, good to know.
Mm. I also really rate Blush and Blow in Parsons Green.
Oh my God, yes.
They're really good. You have to Uber over or walk like 25 Parsons minutes. But yeah.
Green. Yeah, and they do everything there. They do like aesthetics, facials, everything.
Money.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just kind of out of our way. But I remember you saying it's on your drive home.
Yeah, exactly. It works quite well for me. Yeah.
I'm sure it exists somewhere. But there needs to be a service that when you book to get your blow dry, you can also get your nails done at the same time.
Yeah,
because that definitely
exists. I do that often.
Do you do that?
Yeah, at certain places.
Nails and brows are good.
Hirschson's do that. No, nails and brows you can't have hair though.
Oh, sorry. I actually am thinking of Hirschson's where they've got dry by.
Yeah, well, Hirschson's have dry by.
You can get your brows done at nails and brows.
But yeah, you're just like when you're sat there, and I'm literally like, you know, my hands and my feet aren't doing anything. This would be great time saving exercise.
Josh Wood, you can have both done as well. Josh Wood actually, a brow dry is only £40. Which is given that they're top salon,
it's
actually really decent. Yeah. I had like the best blow dry of my life there a few weeks ago.
I know. Hirschson's is actually my favourite. It's just so difficult to get in
and
out.
Do you find it quite hit and miss, Hirschson's? Like, I've had some really good ones and then some slightly more questions. I think it depends who you get.
Yeah, I've only ever had a really good one there. It's just, I just want one nearby.
So the Berners Street one is the only one you can get a blow dry.
That's the only one I've ever been to.
And Selfridges.
But then the other one, the Belgravia one, doesn't have a blow dry bar service.
Do they still have that service where you can, like, pick your look?
Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah.
Oh, that is so fun.
I love Berners Street. The one I go to.
Yes.
Yeah,
the new one's Belgravia, isn't it?
Yeah,
I remember before the marathon, I got one of their like plaited like updo things, and it literally I had it in for like a week.
Cute,
yeah,
it's really that's pretty clever.
I love a braid plait. We know what we mean.
I feel like the cool version is braid. Like, you don't go to like a plait bar, do you?
Yeah. A plait is like, let's do ballet.
Yeah.
Whereas a braid's like, you're
going to a festival.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
Braid. I've got my braids.
That braid bar actually in Selfridges is closed down.
Oh, shame.
There's obviously not much of a demand for a braid.
Not that much of a shame, I don't think.
And not wildly surprising.
No.
Becky, can you do a piece on how to do plaits?
Yeah, we should do that.
I'm actually really good.
Are you?
At French braids, yeah.
Oh, French braids, I'm rubbish at French braids.
I can't do the fishtail ones.
Oh, I used to love doing a fishtail. That's like the only one.
Your head, both of your hair is perfect.
I would have thought it was quite hard with curly hair.
No, very hard. Literally, I'm trying to run my hand through my hair now and I'm got stuck halfway through. You need very tidy hair, I think, to do that.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do a braid session somewhere.
Anyway,
welcome back post Easter. Did everybody have a lovely Easter weekend tour? Yeah. It's been ages since we saw you. You suffered from a long bout of COVID.
And I was away, wasn't I?
Yes, I was away, and then I came back with
COVID.
So how was Ski Moon?
Oh my God, Ski Moon was so fun. It was already like a month ago now, basically. But it was so fun. It was the first time I've really been abroad for like a long time, and I'd really forgotten what it felt like. Sounds quite basic.
No, I
but
get
like,
it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just felt so good. It's really like reignited my like passion for like exploring and travel, and we're actually going away again this weekend.
So. Ooh, where are you off to?
Going to Dublin for the weekend. For a weekend. It'll be really fun.
Was this for a concert?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, we're going to see Ed Sheeran on Sunday.
So fun.
Yeah, it'll be really fun.
That is so fun.
Yeah, but skiing was amazing, like just epic.
Where did you stay?
At the K2 in Val d'Isère, and it was really nice because it only had like 18 rooms. So it felt like a chalet, but was a hotel, and nice. It felt very intimate, and that was really nice. Had an amazing spa. Really nice facial and just everything, so and like an amazing Peruvian restaurant. Ooh. So because actually sometimes you don't want like all the cheese like every night, and it was incredible, like ceviche and like fresher things.
Nice.
It was really lovely.
Heaven. And then COVID was rubbish.
COVID was horrendous and I really don't want to talk about COVID because it's so boring.
It is so boring, but you suffered for a while.
Yeah, it was really shit.
But Easter, it was all good.
Great long weekend.
Good.
I biggest highlight of my weekend, obviously seeing friends and family was really fun, but I started my vegetable patch.
You are so country court.
I don't know what I'm doing.
That's all right.
But
start somewhere.
And I thought, like, if it goes wrong, that's how you learn.
Well, exactly. The stakes are relatively low, aren't they? So what have you planted?
So I have planted two types of radishes.
I love radishes. Can you bring me some too?
Yeah. Love them. Yeah, and I buy them every week. Really... And I was like, actually, they feel quite easy.
Mm. Yeah, because they grow underground. I feel like you just need to.
Agreed. And then I bought cos lettuce and I bought gem lettuce because I also love gem lettuce. Cute. And onions.
Oh, nice. You're going to be so self-sufficient.
You are.
It's onion and radish for dinner.
It's a good salad you've got going on there.
Yeah. Salad seemed like an easy one as opposed to like the hardcore veg. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll let you
do your tomatoes and your strawberries next year.
No, because tomatoes need a lot of sun. Okay. And my patch is really in pure sun. Okay. So
how long are you expecting till they sprout?
Hopefully this within like a month or so.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
So yeah. Great. Yeah. Yeah. Especially the radishes. They say like quick to grow.
Have you researched it at all? Like, do you know how to cultivate them, or have you just planted and hope for the best?
So when I listen to a lot of podcasts, I feel like a bit of a granny. I listen to so many podcasts and done a lot of like Googling. And the biggest thing they all say is, and it's so basic, but when you buy a seed or a bulb, on the back of the packet, it literally tells you everything you need to know. It's like, it tells you like exactly what month to plant it in, what kind of shade it needs, what kind of soil it needs, all these things. So you literally follow the instructions and you can't really go wrong.
Do you think you'll fit, like, you know, when you get your prize lettuce, you will feel quite sad eating it?
No, because there's tons.
Oh, okay, fine.
I think I'm gonna have like 15.
Oh wow, okay.
If it goes well. Fine. Well, you might all get a lettuce.
I get a lettuce. Yeah,
team lettuce.
Also, surely it's just like reaping the benefit of your hard work.
I didn't realize there'd be so many. I thought you'd eat one and then you'd be like, okay, this is now over. Like,
no, and I think it just kind of comes back.
Okay,
yeah.
And you'll just be motivated to do more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, we did a lot. I spent a lot of time in the garden this weekend.
Oh, I'm just thinking, so like, nice. No one in my family is particularly green fingered, but my dad's has a lemon, an orange, and a
lime
thing. Must be a lime.
Or like kind of, we have a kind of ornamental orange.
Well, this is in Mallorca.
Oh.
But they've taken like quite a lot of years to grow. Is that right? Right?
Yeah.
Compared to cabbage, that's just a whole other thing.
Yes.
Might just sound like, because that's like a tree. I think that's a tree that may take ages.
Yeah,
citrus.
Forever. But in Mallorca, they should really flourish with the warmth.
The oranges are looking really beautiful now.
Have you eaten them?
No, they were a bit small, I reckon, by the summer.
You've made like a nice orange juice.
Yeah. Mm. Fresh Spanish orange juice. Yeah. There's an olive tree as well. That must be the other one. That's it.
Olive to me seems quite like it would be years and years and years.
Yeah, I think so. He's got a bay tree as well. Also, you can't eat olive. Have you ever eaten an olive straight off a tree?
No. Whoa. Rank.
Turns out they need quite a lot of brine to taste.
and
salt. Don't do it. Yeah. What fun tour. Keep us posted.
I will.
And Tours Garden. What's mini series running here on the podcast?
And if anyone has any tips, please just send them in, because
please do
need them all.
Becky, how was your long weekend?
It was really nice. I mean, we were so blessed with the weather, weren't we?
You look quite tanned.
I have got fake tan.
Oh, okay.
I sort of caught it on my forehead a bit.
Yeah, it looks natural.
It's a bit more intense up there, isn't it?
Very glowing.
But no, it was just the best weekend. I actually really didn't do much because I've been needing to kind of chill out a bit recently. I just enjoyed going on walks to the pub, saw some friends and family, but it was just so nice to be warm.
It was actually
Friday was hot.
Agreed.
It was pure bliss.
Nice. Easter just is the best holiday.
And I always forget.
There's no pressure of like presents and cooking, and you just got 4 days off.
Yeah, everyone's saying that's it. And no obligations and no cold. You know, Christmas, it's like you're just rolling into January having eaten too many celebrations, whereas this Easter feels like the kickoff, doesn't it?
It does.
And also there's no like it doesn't, there's no expectation that it will be sunny. So if it is nice weather, it's like, what a bonus.
Yeah,
so true.
Lou, how was your weekend?
Yeah, really nice. We were back in Bristol and had quite a social weekend, actually. I went to see a friend in Bruton on the Saturday. We went to At the Chapel for lunch, which is lovely around there. If you haven't been, it's a lovely day trip. Lots of family time. I did a big sort out. My mum's cleared out one of the spare rooms. So I had loads of old paperwork and files and clothes and like my old diaries and old school pictures that I had to go through.
Was it one of those jobs that you regretted starting?
It was one I've known I've had to do for ages. Yeah. But it's quite therapeutic doing it.
I really need to do that. I've got three massive, there's Doc Cotton bags. Yeah. I've got three of those filled with just paper.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need to go and buy really nice filing things. And then that'll be my incentive to go through it. As long as once my nice storage is arranged, then I feel like they're not wanting.
Yeah, have you seen that show on Netflix? My Organized.
I hate that show.
I find it quite just shit.
Well, it's quite soulless in the end, isn't it? It's all a bit plastic organizers.
It makes you think I need to get some better organizers in my life.
I never understand when people buy them for makeup. Whenever I've tried to do that, buy the Muji ones, whatever, I then don't have enough, or it's not necessarily the right. I think you can only. I guess you have to start by trial and error, but it's quite annoying to buy things and then them not be right.
I also just, not everyone obviously has the luxury of being sent makeup bags and things, but rather than using loads of plastic storage, I quite like to just use different makeup bags for different things. It's much better than having chunks of plastic that you're eventually going to chuck out anyway.
And if you keep a relatively tight edit, then what you need. People obviously like the plastic to see. I mean, if you've seen Trini's, if you need to see your thousands of bits of makeup, then sure. But if you know what you have.
Yeah, exactly. Fine, yeah.
How do you store your beauty, but not your makeup, everything else?
What tools?
Like your bathroom, your skincare, your body creams.
Well, that is actually coming up on the Sherlock Show this week.
Oh, sorry.
It is.
No, it's time question.
It is timely question. And actually for that section, Hodge asked if it could be 1.5 minutes, and I was like, Hodge,
no babe,
that is a big ask.
I don't want to dedicate a whole show to my bathroom.
So for makeup and stuff, I actually have this IKEA, it sounds really excessive, it's not, it's a small, it's called a Malm drawer, and in it they're really shallow drawers, and I just stash everything in that for makeup. And other than that, my skincare generally is pretty low maintenance. I just store it in a wicker basket.
Is that it?
That's it.
You've got one wicker basket's worth of skincare.
Well, I think also
in Becky's wicker basket?
Yeah. What's in my wicker basket?
Sounds quite creepy.
I've got quite reactive, sensitive skin, and I don't believe in putting everything under the sun on your skin.
All your hair stuff and...
But that's all in my Malm. Malm? If you want to look on IKEA, it's called a Malm.
M-A-O-M?
M-A-L-M.
Malm.
And the, Malm. Oh, Malm. Malm. Yeah. Malm. Yeah, Malm. But the drawers are really deep, and they're just a really easy way to push everything aside.
Instagram that. Yeah. When you put that on your
I should.
Video?
Well, yeah, maybe I should add that. We'd be there for the whole 15 minutes. But it is a really handy way of storing things and seeing where everything is without having, chunks of plastic and things. It's just in drawers. I think drawers is quite a nice way to store things.
Agreed. Because obviously we just did up our main bathroom, and Tim's thing is you can't have any products on the shelf.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're someone, my old bathroom was absolute probably training is chaos. So there's I'm not have anything on the top. Just it draws.
But also I can't bear to see things collect dust. I really hate things collect dust or leak, so I'd rather have it stashed away.
But don't you also find if you don't see it and it's not that easily accessible, you don't use it.
Mm. I don't because I can see the big drawers, so I know to just go in there, and I literally put everything in. Okay. So it's a case of I need to get in there anyway.
Yeah, because Tom, mine's like yours where I've got a unit under my sink, but then I have to keep my everyday products out because otherwise I'd just be faffing for them morning and night. So
are they on the top or in the drawer?
On the top.
On the top.
Which also drives Ben mad.
Yeah.
But they look beautiful. I only keep the nice stuff out. Yeah. Only white. Yeah. No orange products. You're no fine. Purple. They go under.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great, thanks. I went to Mallorca. Oh, it was the first time I've been out of season since before our wedding. So we've been really lucky. We've been able to get there the last two summers. But there's something quite different about it in April compared to July and August. We were able to do things that we, in July and August, always say it would be lovely to do, but it's obviously way too hot for us. So we went hiking, which we love. We wanted to do for ages. Can I really recommend an app, which I happen to have on my phone already, called All Trails, which is so good.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, so I must have downloaded it when we first heard about it. I think we even talked about it on the podcast. And then when I Googled hiking trails in Daya, we knew we wanted to walk around Daya, it like led me straight to my All Trails app. And then it had like, I mean, there were like 70 options just for Daya, and that's like one small area.
And does it like give you like live GPS?
Everything. Live GPS of the trails, so we could follow it the whole way around. Or you can download, I think you have to pay a subscription fee, but then you can download
it. If you're going to be like out of
Range, exactly. Yeah. It gives you like people's reviews. It tells you difficulty ratings. It's, you know, it tells you exact length and every. It's really, really good.
Fun.
This isn't an ad. I just was really
And you can clearly do it anywhere if there are ones in, Daya.
I thought it would be interesting to put in Queen's Park.
You should.
Yeah, fascinating. So that was heaven, and we were so lucky with the weather. It was just absolutely gorgeous. We did a moderate hike, which was lovely, which actually took us to somewhere we know really well, which I probably should have thought about before. Next time we'll go somewhere completely different.
Okay. How long was the hike?
The hike was 5.8 kilometers, mm-hmm. and we basically walked from kind of almost from the main town of Daya down to Caspatro Marsh, which is the restaurant that the night manager was filmed at. Which is now like obviously a teeming tourist spot. Turns out 11 o'clock on Easter Sunday, beautifully empty. That's the time to go and get your paella.
Amazing.
Compared to summer, you don't have to book weeks in advance. And so you basically walk, there's kind of cliffs to the right of that. So you basically walk all the way down. Obviously, it's like Daya's up in the mountains and you walk down to the sea, but you kind of go across. And the views are like words cannot describe. Wow. Spectacular. You're on top of the world. The sea is just for miles. It's so blue. Oh. It was just heaven. And then we walked down to Caspatro Marsh. There's a little beach. It's called Caladea down there. And then walk back up.
Walking up, horrible.
Yeah, and do you know what? If you go to that restaurant, Caspatro Marsh, you drive down, the car park's kind of down there, and we're always like we gave some people, some hitchhikers a ride up there last time we were there, because it's just so brutal.
Oh my God.
We can't believe we're going to have to do it. We never thought we'd have to walk up there, but it was fine. That's why April, not July.
I was going to say, nice to do it when it's not like 40 degrees.
It was even quite you warm, couldn't. So you could never do it in summer.
Yeah, be dangerous.
So that was lovely. We had some great meals. I was really gagging for a break.
We were saying the exact same thing. I felt like everybody was really pinning all their hopes on this, and it really did deliver, didn't it? I think with the weather and everything, everyone feels a bit more level. And also, I think knowing there's another bank holiday coming up.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah.
Nice.
Oh my God, 10 next days or whatever. Week.
Yeah, it's and so the nice.
Yeah, that's Jubilee, a month later.
But come around so quickly.
It's on the horizon.
What have you guys got planned? Actually, so we booked to go away over the Jubilee, and my parents were appalled. They were like, "You don't want to be in England for the Jubilee?"
Really?
We were like, "No." They were absolutely appalled. They were like, I mean, not that they've got specific street party plans or anything. Yeah.
I think that's a parent thing. We absolutely must
be in the UK for this.
Yeah. My brother was saying he didn't want to attend his street party that they've got, and my mum was like, "But why?" She said, "But why wouldn't you do that?" And he was like, "Because I don't want to." So yeah, it was.
Well,
it's
I also
a
think
thing.
Parents aren't
thing.
Bound to holiday. I'm not going to turn down four free holiday days. No.
Where are you going on holiday then?
Tel Aviv.
Fun.
Oh, nice.
Dreams. So that's fun. The thing. There's just so much to look forward to at this time.
Yeah, agreed. And then it's summer.
Yeah, and then it's summer.
Yeah, we won't be hearing from you for a few weeks.
No,
where are you going, Lou?
Off to LA on Sunday. Which I am so excited about. We actually didn't book it that long ago, so it feels like it's like come round really quickly.
That's so fun.
But I bought the flights for my husband for his 30th a couple of years ago now.
He's now 45.
Yeah. And obviously COVID then hit, and it was just not gonna happen. And also there was a time when you could travel, but the thought of doing long haul was like, oh my God, I couldn't think of anything worse. So yeah, I can't believe it's like finally happening.
What's on the agenda? Have you bought what you're going to buy? Have you spruced up your wardrobe?
Not really. I think we both Both of us like panic bought over the weekend, and there's a lot of things arriving today, so I'm quite excited to go back and have like a big try on, and then I'm sure send it all back.
So fun.
We decided to do it quite chill. I think obviously when you do like a city break, it's not like a very relaxing holiday, but I feel like we really need that. So
also, LA, you don't really have to see anything in LA. Yeah. It's not really a city break.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to Malibu for the first couple of nights.
Nice.
And then we go up to Santa Barbara for a few days, which I've always wanted to go and see. I'm a big fan of Nancy Meyers movies.
Santa Barbara's really
cool.
Yeah,
it's really cool. So cool.
Yeah.
Such fun foodie scene.
It sounds again like
it's
very
stylish.
Very chill. And
it's very civilized.
Yeah.
Can't wait. And then we are staying in West Hollywood for the final bit. And I think Lou really wants to go to Palm Springs to basically shoot the light.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
I mean, your brother's just been in at Coachella.
Yeah,
I think they're back.
Yeah, so fun.
Really?
Yeah,
really
cool. Really cool. I can't remember who put it up, him or India, but there was like a mashup with like Harry Styles and Shania Twain.
Yeah, I saw all of them together.
I was so cool. But yeah, I had a really good time.
Oh, loads of people seem really to be time. Out there at the moment. And it's also half the Sheerlets office are going at some point this year.
Yeah,
it's
so weird.
Oh, really? I feel like everyone I speak to, who else? There was somebody else this week that told me they were going to LA. Like, it seems to be a very popular destination this summer.
I guess it's going.
I'm going in a few weeks. Yeah.
Oh. I guess it's the kind of thing people have had on their bucket list for a while, and suddenly everything's opening up, and America's only recently been opening up a ball.
I also think there's still quite a lot of the world that isn't that easy with COVID. Like most of South America's out, a lot of Africa's out, Asia's out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's North America.
Yeah.
So where are you going to go in the summer? You're going to go to...
Yeah.
I think very true.
When do you go in June?
20th of May.
May. Oh,
we're doing LA and Napa.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to LA for a wedding and have done all of the West Coast, pretty much. Not all of the West Coast. We've done all the significant places on the West Coast, but we never did Napa. So
amazing.
That's what we're doing.
I'd love to go to Napa.
Yeah, really. We sat down yesterday, actually, and planned all of our wineries our restaurants.
Can you go and find the Parent Trap house and just...
I know, buzzing.
I watched it the other day, actually.
I watched it the other day as well. It was my favourite Nancy Meyers film.
Yeah.
That, and It's Complicated.
Oh, I love It's Complicated.
It's Complicated.
The house in It's Complicated.
That is Santa Barbara at its absolute peak.
Dream.
Is that when she has that, like, cafe and, she, like, they go make croissants at, like, 11 p.m. or whatever.
That's all I want to find.
She has a vegetable patch.
Does she?
Oh, my God, what a vegetable. Yeah, there's a scene where she's out there.
You need to dig that out.
Yeah, she's like cooking.
I'll make a mood board.
Yeah, and Alec Baldwin comes and chats with her. It's so good.
Okay. Lou, how long are you away for?
So actually the longest that I've been off in ages. I think we're there for nine days. Oh. But obviously, like, it's a long flight as well.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. But
that'd be amazing.
Even our honeymoon was only 6 nights. So.
God, I bet you can't wait.
So nice.
I can't wait.
So nice. Have you got anything booked?
Only our hotels, that's it. So we've got a couple of, we've got loads of amazing recommendations actually for restaurants and stuff. So tonight we're going to both go through our lists. And then I think we need, from who we've spoken to, they said we need to book as much as we can.
And I always think with bookings, it's better to have it than you can cancel it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like 27 degrees, which is like hard for me to like compute, like not being on like a beach holiday at that temperature. Like, what
it kind of
wear?
Is a beach holiday. I mean, Malibu's a beach holiday.
Yeah, you're not like, you're not wearing like what you'd wear to go down to the pool.
No, you're not like putting on a sarong and going to lunch. Yeah.
We would just wear like nice linen stuff.
Pussy dresses.
Flowy things.
Yeah. Lightweight clothes.
Yeah.
Sandals.
Oh, well, we'll get the full debrief when you're back.
Yeah.
But enjoy. Oh. Right, should we answer some questions? Let's have a look.
You guys are quite matching today.
We are quite matching. Yeah. Yes, I actually nearly wore dungarees.
They were just white, the inverse. Can I say, I bought some white dungarees and I can't work out whether I should send them back or not.
Why?
Because I put them on in terms of, because he's really put me off and he was like, you look like a milkman.
Ben hates them as well. They're, I think dungarees are quite
manipulative.
Yeah, I think you can't.
They're not sexy, are they?
But they fit really well. I'm really into them.
I think if you like them, keep them.
Yeah.
And they're comfy.
I agree.
So comfy.
I always think if you like it, it doesn't matter what.
I know, but I just... You know, you're not sure if you look like a bit of a knob.
I don't think... I can't picture you looking like a knob in white dungarees.
No, I can find out next week.
I feel like that, some gardening gloves.
She's good to go.
Keep a hat.
Ready to go.
No, genuinely, keep them. Okay, let's... Where are yours from?
And other stories.
Nice.
Yes. They're really nice, actually. Yeah. And they've got quite a flared leg.
Yeah, I feel like you them.
Yeah, I do like them.
Yeah.
Keep them.
I bought a free pair that I featured, that I put on my
I saw you on Instagram. Yeah, I was like, Tim Charlotte's wearing white dungarees.
There you go.
But you put a belt with it, I thought.
I want that one. Yeah, I did with it. Yeah, with the pair I bought. Yeah. But I wouldn't always. I just did that day.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sold.
Okay, best wash... This is very niche. Best wash bag for fitness studios, preferably with a hook to hang on the shelf.
Oh,
I knew this would be your jam. Go on.
Oh, yeah. That's quite bold to take a... Because my one with a hanger is like a big one for a trip.
Okay.
And it's from Liberty and it's a really nice Liberty print. And it's like a little like vanity.
Yeah.
And then when you open it up, you can hang it and it's got two big sections and that little bit at the top you can put your medicine and things in.
Nice.
And it's see-through so you can see the stuff in there.
Cool. Well, if you've got a big enough gym bag, that works.
Liberty.
Where's your makeup bag du jour from?
Makeup bag? I'm trying to think what I use now. I've got a very good Chanel one, but it's literally just a zip. It's not like a hanging one.
No, I just mean generally one you like. One you're using at the moment.
God, I literally use all the Glossier bags. I'm just trying to say that.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
Because that's reusing.
Okay, I use all the Glossier zip bags. As I was saying, whenever I get sent those things, I just keep it and then store things.
Yeah, there's
I
like that.
I always see them.
Yeah.
Somebody has said, have you tried the reusable period underwear as an alternative to traditional sanitary products? Thoughts? Well, yes, we have. And we talked all about it on last week's podcast. So I definitely recommend giving it a listen.
Up to you. Not my
personal reference. Somebody has said dinner outfit to a fancy restaurant. If you know you're going somewhere nice, but you haven't been before and you don't know what the vibe is, what is your go-to, Lou?
Oh, I'm so bad. I would always be underdressed than overdressed. Mm. I struggle to go further into that category, mainly because most of the time I want to wear denim and I think that automatically makes you more casual. I don't know.
What's your go-to?
I would say a blazer. Well, in winter, I'd probably say blazer, leather skinnies, and heels.
Nice. Being overdressed is my, like, a fear.
Yeah.
Like an actual fear.
I would agree with what Lou just said. I can't bear being overdressed.
No, I'd always rather be the most underdressed in the room than the most overdressed.
Yeah, me too. I get quite nervous about going to a restaurant. That question makes me nervous because I hate turning up somewhere thinking it's going to be... Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd much rather err on the side of caution.
Yeah. I don't like being underdressed, but I hate being overdressed.
I like a bit of middle ground.
Yeah.
I think if this is a problem, perhaps do some research into the restaurant.
Well, yes.
Yes. Give it a Google.
Actually, look at the Instagram tag, because then you can
offer. That's what I do.
Oh,
okay. That's what I do.
Especially on holiday, if you're going somewhere, you know what the vibe is.
Yeah.
I also think a pair of kitten heels is better.
Yeah,
nice. Then you don't, nice. It'll always be smart, but you won't feel like a knob if no one else is in heels.
That's very true.
Any other go-tos?
I often just default to a nice dress, a midi dress and trainer, like nice white trainers, not like crappy ones.
Yeah.
But then sometimes trainers aren't always appropriate for.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever wear trainers to a restaurant.
Yeah, really.
I went to Pizza Express. But
yeah, but sure. Like, yeah. I think, I don't know, I think that would always be my, like, okay, elite. That in my head is kind of like where a line would always be drawn of like smart and.
It would for lunch, but not for dinner.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it depends on the vibe.
Yeah. Becky?
Leather trousers, always a bit of a fail safe. But. Yeah, again, as we've just said, I would probably always go for jeans and like a heeled boot or something to just, that's probably as far as I'd go. Unless, obviously, you know, you're going to the Ritz or something, then that's different. But if it was a bit 50-50.
I struggle, like it ended up not happening because of COVID, but back in December, whenever Omicron was super bad, just because her birthday is January, we were supposed to go to, I think it was the Belmont, Cadogan Square, for my mother-in-law's big birthday. Rich, but her big birthday and
her 40th,
yeah, exactly, she was 35 and I find something like that a really difficult dress because I'm not a dress person, like I would never wear a dress and boots, like it's just not who I am. A suit is too like fashion,
yeah,
But then
I think, yeah, going to slightly more like old fashioned,
yeah,
where there's like a different crowd who very much like have their outfit.
Totally.
Then that's hard to like adjust your style to suit the crowd.
Yeah.
As well.
If you, obviously you want to stay true to yourself, but
yeah,
like,
yeah,
if it's just, if pajamas just aren't appropriate, I don't wear. So it's quite hard. Somebody has asked, okay, Tor, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but just a definitive answer. Collagen, what have you tried and tested and would recommend?
I do think collagen is good. I think vitamin C is even more powerful because vitamin C makes collagen. The problem with collagen is when you take it, your body doesn't know whether it's going to your skin or to your bones or to your nails, or so it can benefit other things too. So you might not necessarily see amazing improvements in your skin.
Got you.
But the best one I have tried is Rejuvenated Collagen Shots. It's a powder you add to water. I also love Yorzuki, and they've just brought out a collagen one.
Okay.
And that's a liposomal liquid.
That's always recommended by people in the industry.
Okay, that's good to know. I often can't get over the taste of it. I find it really
rare. They are delicious.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Really yummy.
This is a really good question. We must have talked about this before, but it doesn't ring a bell. Biggest fashion mistake you've ever made that you thought looked amazing.
Oh, God, cringe.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've got one that springs to mind. Have you?
Charlotte, Polly and I have been having, like, numerous discussions about our, like, noughties fashion disasters.
Because everyone was bad, is that what you were saying?
And I didn't think that counts.
But at the time, you thought it looked so cool. Like, I remember wearing a pair of pedal pushers to my 9th birthday. And the DJ saying, did I shrink my trousers in the washing machine? And I was so devastated.
That's actually just sad. Did you say the other day that you still quite like a pair of pedal pushers? Or did you say you liked
them? Oh, no. I said definitely liked them.
I feel like that doesn't count because you were so young.
Yeah, nine. I thought you were saying 19.
Yeah, but if
you're so hard on yourself.
But if you love them and you thought they were sick, that you need to give us a more... It's like when people go on How to Fail and they're like, oh, once when I was 5, I did this.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a good question. I mean, I've definitely used to love a slogan tee. Now I just do not wear slogan tees.
99% angel, 1% devil.
You know what I mean? That used to be a thing, didn't it? Probably. And, you know, I would wear them into my teens.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I went through a bit of a an emo phase.
Did you?
I had a phase.
You know, I used to play the drums and I had a drum kit.
Did you?
I was like proper.
Did you wear like stripy socks and Converse?
No.
Like Avril style.
Hang on.
And like a tie.
She's got Converse on today.
It was more... I think Converse are great.
So emo.
It was more like the kind of, what were they called? Bolts, like baggy jeans. Come on, you must have worn bolts.
Yeah. No, I wore UFOs. Do you know what they were? The baggy ones with the strips hanging off them.
Oh, yeah.
And I had like a...
And buffalo trainers.
I just can't imagine you as an emo on the drums.
Oh yeah, it was special. It was a moment
in
time.
What did you wear? Did you wear a lot of eyeliner?
Oh yeah. Mm. Lots of eyeliner. And my skin was really bad then, so it was like just all around picture of rankness. And Punky Fish was a brand.
That's where the UFOs were from Punky Fish in Camden
Market.
They were cargo trousers, really baggy, and then they had strips
of
fabric hanging off them.
I remember that as a
pair. I think I had a bright pink.
And I remember I had this Punky Fish top, and it was like almost like a... I think it was like pale blue, and the zip was like across.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God, yeah.
And then in like a little collar.
Like a quirky little.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
I remember there's a photo of me wearing, I used to like fry my hair as well with straighteners. So I had like these terrible split ends, and we'd have this side fringe that we keep talking about.
Oh, my God,
Like this little side fringe with terrible split, just frazzled. And then like a side pony. I was obsessed with a side pony.
A side pony?
Yeah, I'll find the photo afterwards. Also frazzled. Braces. And then we went to a party, and do you guys remember those accessorized, I can't believe I'm even going to put this out into the public domain, those accessorized like the gloves that they used to have, that they were mitted, they were like fingerless gloves.
Okay,
so for some reason I thought that it looked sick to add a stripy a rainbow striped version of those to my going out outfit.
No, but I think like hand warmers and leg warmers, they were a really big thing.
So
as
I was wearing like a top and a denim skirt, and then the stripy things, and I just remember a really big colourful necklace with that as well.
Yeah.
We were also, this might have been quite a Northwest London thing, but we were all very obsessed with bejeweled things. We had a lot of sparkly t-shirts.
T-shirts.
Yeah, like
gems.
And my best friend Danny and I wore a big C and a big D.
Oh my God.
I used to love chokers as well, neck chokers.
Yeah.
Those little like black ones.
Oh my God, you know those ones that were kind of looked like a tattoo? They were like,
literally them.
They've made a comeback.
Yeah.
After the Rocks Girls.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Stick on earrings.
stick on earrings.
I pretty much every Saturday I pretended I got my ears pierced and I was like, hello from class.
That's going back a bit further, but there was also the Miss 60 days.
Yes.
That felt skirt that I wasn't allowed to have.
Oh my God, yeah. Miss 60, like, really flared denim with like the bottoms frayed so much because they dragged through like puddles.
Yeah, filthy.
With buffaloes, a Paul Frank t-shirt.
Yes. Oh my God. Paul Frank did those bowling bags as well.
Do you have a Von Dutch cap?
No. I had a fake Von Dutch cap from Boreham Wood Market.
Mine was fake too.
Apparently they're back because Daisy put one in her Lux Girl wish list.
No way. Juicy tracksuits are back as well. Hello. Juicy and Ganny collab last week.
Well, I'd happily wear a Juicy tracksuit.
Yeah. I would still wear a Juicy tracksuit.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't got rid of them.
They remind me of the Hilton.
Yeah, a little midriff show.
The Hilton sisters.
Oh, I think it's the Hills. Both.
No.
Nice for working from home day though.
Yeah.
Them
quite
on.
Chic.
Quite
a lot
chic.
Of, a lot of, is chic.
A lot of loungewear is very oversized. Mm.
But also those tracksuits were very low rise.
It's like, what I mean, yeah, so the low tummy was out.
You wouldn't even see your belly button, it'd be like your below your belly button.
Yeah, so true.
Like skirting on vagina.
Yeah.
But then you'd have that real strip of skin. Yeah.
Oh, hilarious.
Fashion was something else, wasn't it? You didn't give one.
Yeah, I said slogan tees and choke necklaces.
I feel like that's a cop out. You just go away and think about what you did when you were early 20s.
Go and stalk yourself on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Have I ever told you this before? When I was at uni, so this isn't even that long ago. So we had a bit of a uniform, my friends and I, and we'd wear the American Apparel disco shorts. And we would go to Hooters, I'm sure I've said this before, and Hooters sold dancer tights, for the Hooter girls, because they were, like, really thick, like, they never laddered, and they were so brown, so you have to fake tan your legs. So we went out. I mean, everybody else in Nottingham was, like, running around in trainers and
that's
jeans,
hilarious.
And we wore these, yeah, anyway.
God. I actually remember once going out, and I was obsessed with Rachel from Friends, her style, like, I think it's like season 7. It was epic. And there's one outfit I remember she wore, and she had a white polo shirt with a black short sleeved knit over the top. And you could see like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember?
It was when she met Gucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was obsessed with that look. And I would literally try to recreate that all the time.
Excellent side fringe in that episode.
Excellent side fringe.
And the next episode, she wears that incredible jumper, which I've also always loved. It was a chunky roll neck.
Yeah.
But it's got a cutout on either side.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's got like a belt style hook.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Season 10
Sounds
Rachel.
Awful.
No, it was really chic.
It was really good.
Pete really style good. Season 10 Rachel.
Pete Rachel.
That's no punky fish. Yeah.
Not a UFO in sight.
No.
Someone said, Lou, what makes Hotel Pellegrino a great stay? I assume they mean Hotel Pelicano. Pellegrino sounds awesome if you like sparkling water. But...
Pelicano is, it's just incredible. It's a very like old school, old fashioned like institution hotel. Like just the impeccable service, unbelievable views, amazing food. It's not pretentious or like snubby. Very relaxed and it's just very special.
Dreamy. What did you wear to your graduation versus what would you wear if graduating?
Yeah. Oh my God, we were talking about this the other day with, was it with Amra? Was it with Amra or Sapna? And I wore two outfits. So for my actual ceremony, I wore...
You had an outfit change?
Yeah, an outfit change. I wore a really short ASOS like cream dress and heels, suede heels from Primark. And then I changed into this really chic, beautiful Marc by Marc Jacobs runway dress, which I was given as a gift when I finished my internship. And I have no idea why I decided to wear them that way round. Yeah. Because surely when I'm like with all my other contemporaries, that was the time to look chic.
That was for like your family lunch afterwards or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to is it called The Folly in at Cannon Street?
Okay.
Do you know that?
No. Oh, I know the one you mean. I know the one you mean.
I've been to The Folly.
It's like, that's under the group of like, there's one called The Anthologist. And, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, yeah, and I really regret not wearing the Marc Jacobs the whole time.
Yeah.
What did you wear?
Well, I didn't graduate. I did an NCTJ instead, so I didn't have the graduation.
You've been spared.
We had a huge party, but I don't think that's not the question.
You've been spared the
graduation dressing. Yeah. Yeah, so I can't comment.
Did you do, we had a valedictory when I left school as well. Did you have anything like that?
We just wear like a school uniform.
Oh, what?
Yeah, valedictory. Literally says black trousers, red jumper. Yeah.
I don't know what it means, valedictory. It's like the passing out of the end of school.
Okay.
So we had like a formal, I wore a really nice re-dress to that actually.
Okay, my 18th
birthday. Yeah.
My graduation dress was not good
though. No,
this was like a formal daytime thing. This was like graduation from school.
Yeah, we just wore our school uniform.
Yeah, we wore school uniform
at sixth form.
Yeah, but we could wear like a suit, but it was like black trousers and a shirt.
Yeah, and the same. We wore whatever. Yeah. I mean, I literally wore trackies and Uggs to school every day. I was a state. I mean, true state. Actually, what did you wear for graduation?
I wore a dress from Urban Outfitters. I remember it so clearly. It was like a kind of beige cream sleeveless. Like it had like a, not like a crochet, but kind of more like a fabric-y top. And the bottom bit was like a kind of chiffon-y pleated skirt. And some like sky-high wedges. It was quite trashy in hindsight, but...
Well, weren't they all?
Well,
I was quite like that back in the day.
I wore a hot pink dress from Coz that I actually think I still have. It was like a thick t-shirt. You know that kind of thick t-shirt material that Coz do? So it was quite structured. I remember I bought it when I lived in Paris. And it was like the best pink, like a proper Barbie pink. But it cut like just above my knees, which is just the worst length. Oh,
you can alter it. What's the oldest piece of clothing that you still have in your wardrobe?
Oh, I know mine.
Go on.
It was my granny's, and it's actually really cool. It's a halter neck like sundress, like cheesecloth. It's really cool. Proper 60s.
That's cool.
And it fits me. Yeah, fits me like really perfectly. Nice. Yeah, I love it.
Mine's probably a cardigan, actually. I've got a knitted cardigan from my grandma that I've had for years.
That she knitted?
Yeah.
Aww.
That she knitted, yeah.
That's really sweet. Lou, what about you?
I've got a couple of, like, my mum's old, like, twin set knitty things from Gap. And I've actually still got, the first day I met my husband, we were in Reese. The store, I'm sure I've definitely told the story before, but the item of clothing that I bought on the day that I met him, I still have.
That's so cute.
It's a dress, and I remember so clearly because I fancied him so much, and I was like, God, I must buy something so we can talk, because he was at the till. Anyway, luckily Reese was on sale because it was very expensive. Anyway, so I found this dress. I think it was like £38 in the sale, and yeah, I've still got it.
That's a really nice story. Frame it.
Yeah.
I filmed this I did my wardrobe challenge on the show, and I said what I thought was the oldest piece, but that's mainly because I hadn't unpacked like half my wardrobe at that point.
Yeah, you said like that Topshop trench. Yeah, I was like, I know it's not that.
Yeah, which is old, but you remember me buying it, so it can't be that old. I have a dress from when H&M first started doing designer collabs. I have an H&M ex Peter Pilotto which I know I wore to a friend's 21st, so it was at least 10 years old. Other than things I've got from my mum and my grandma, like in terms of things that I've actually got, I'll never wear it. It's really like prom dress. It's really structured.
Yeah.
But that's like a piece of history. I'll keep that for a long
time. It's so nice when you've got old pieces. Like when I was going through my wardrobe, I found these incredible like platform, like taupe suede, like kind of like calf height boots, and they've got these like double straps that go all the way around. And at the time, I loved
slouchy
them.
Slouchy and flat?
No, they're like, I'll send you a picture of them. They're quite hard to describe, but yeah, they've got like a double strap that goes round, and they come up like halfway through your calf, and I will never ever get rid of them. I love them so much.
There are some things you just know you will never get rid of. And I'm not that sentimental, but some things are just cool to have.
Just can't get rid.
Yeah, so true. All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@shearlux.com. Don't forget to look out for the question box every Sunday on our Instagram too. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.